Donald Trump's election galvanized a historic wave of activism on the left. Political scientists say the Women's March in January was the largest protest the country has ever seen. Campaigners on the right say they've been energized by the election as well, even here in deep blue Puget Sound. KUOW's politics team has been watching this new wave of activism on both the left and the right, and reporter John Ryan found that sometimes it can be hard to tell the two apart.
A group of activists is gathered in the meeting room of a public library near the shores of Puget Sound. They're unhappy with the direction the government has taken, and they're here to get some training on how to turn frustration into actual progress.
Activists oftentimes squander a vast percentage of their resources doing things that actually will produce no significant benefit or change.
Glenn Morgan is the trainer they've brought in for the evening to help them be more effective in creating change.
So many people like us, we want to be involved in politics, and we say, by God, I don't like what's going on in the federal government, so I'm going to go run for Congress. And so that is a great path to lose, and then go home and be disgruntled, right? Because, boy, it just didn't work. I didn't change the world suddenly.
Much of Morgan's advice echoes that of many liberals who grappled to understand their losses in November. Get to know the other side, beyond your social and digital bubbles.
We are foolish and ignorant if we do not go and attend the events of the people who we think disagree with us. They do good training there. You can learn a lot and find out who in your community is just frustrated with government.
But Morgan is no liberal. He's a longtime property rights activist. He's speaking to a meeting of the Tacoma Narrows Tea Party in Gig Harbor, with a couple dozen people in the room.
I'm more optimistic now than I have been ever before about the possibility of at least dismantling some of the most hostile elements of government and how they're actually actively taking away our freedom.
Most of the night is a Civics 101 lesson, how to get involved in your government. Peggy Hutt with the Tea Party chimes in from time to time.
Then it's ledge.walk.gov. Ledge means legislature, Washington government. You type that in and you can comment on any bill. And you can write all your legislators. It's a wonderful tool.
Outside the meeting, Hutt tells me she sees more conservatives getting involved in recent months.
The engaged citizen, there's a lot more, and the people are engaging further.
Hutt worries that energy might not last, since interest in politics tends to spike briefly every 4 years.
I think that that's true in every presidential election. Because people have been removed from the knowledge that the government is bottom up, and you are, as we the people, if you are we the people, then you are important.
Hutt's task is to keep that initial excitement alive.
It's like learning anything else. You get them started on easy basics. I do a lot of civics training. That tends to scare some people, but I tell them just a little. I only need 10 minutes a week, you know, so that they start to participate.
Before long, she says, they're attending three-hour meetings like Frank and Christine Tower of Port Orchard. The Towers are mostly focused on local concerns, like zoning they say has hurt the property value of their horse farm. But the election of Donald Trump makes them optimistic, even about local issues.
I think it's the best thing since peanut butter. He's a doer. He's not a hedger. He's done more in a month than some guys do in 4 years as president.
The Towers say they're reluctant to be too public about their activism in a region where Republicans are outnumbered.
We don't even dare put a sign up in front of our house or a bumper sticker on our car during election time to state who we'd vote for, because I'm afraid to have come out and my car would be all scratched and dented.
Just as some Tea Partiers are trying to up their games, many people on the left have been following the Indivisible Playbook. It's a how-to guide for influencing Congress. It went viral after a group of former congressional staffers posted it as a Google Doc online.
Implementing it is not rocket science. You know, this is Civics 101. This is going to local congressional offices. This is going to town halls and public events. This is making calls. Anybody can do this.
Indivisible co-founder Ezra Levin spoke recently before several hundred people at Seattle's town hall.
This administration has lived up to its promises. And it is assaulting not just progressive values, but basic tenets of American democracy just about every week, if not every day.
More than 6,000 Indivisible-inspired groups have popped up nationwide, with at least 80 in King County alone. The Indivisible movement is focused primarily on Congress, but the Tacoma Narrows Tea Party is learning how to make change locally and in Olympia. Here's Peggy Hutt again.
People ask me, how can we help Trump? I'm like, you know what? The best thing that you could do is trust him, turn your back on him, and get your butt and help me here in the state of Washington.
Liberals and conservatives are both being encouraged to talk civilly to people with opposing views, but that can be easier said than done. When Peggy Hutt brought an anti-Islamic speaker to Gig Harbor, members of Indivisible Gig Harbor marched in protest. And at a rally in Olympia in March, Tea Partiers sang patriotic songs while counter-protesters chanted their anti-fascist slogans. Reporting from Gig Harbor, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.